Hello, this is Steve Mwendia, and I'm sharing with you reflections on the topic, Why Do I Pray? Why do I pray? When I received the request to share my reflections on this, I found the question rather a nice one. One, because I pray, and I know you also pray, but I'm not sure whether you have ever taken time to ask yourself, why do you pray? Because, well, maybe if you asked ourselves why we pray, it could inform what we pray, who we pray to, and who we pray for. So why do I pray? I thought of after I had done a tour of the New Testament, which I'll be sharing with you in a short while, I thought of floating this question to my friends and asking them, if you are asked to give one reason, and maybe you could be thinking about that, if you are asked one reason why you pray, what would you say is the reason why you pray? And I'll give a few responses that my friends had to say. Someone said that, I pray because regardless of everything happening in this dash world, somehow I get strength to keep walking. So I pray because regardless of everything happening in this world, I get the strength to keep walking. But then someone else said, to lay bare myself to God, my joys, my burdens, my everything. To lay bare myself to God, my joys, my burdens, and my everything. And another person said, it is the only way, or it's the best way to converse with my best friend or personal savior. So I pray because it's the only way to converse with my best friend, savior, and personal savior. I may not read everything, but you hear what people are thinking. And I'm not sure what yours is. And mine is in there, in what I just read. But I asked myself this question. Maybe the best way I can understand why do I pray is to see why did the apostles pray? Why did Jesus pray? A prayer request was made. Why did they pray? It's not like there's a place in the Bible where it's asked, why should I pray? But I reason that in getting to understand why, in trying to understand circumstances that led them to prayer or moment that they prayed, the situations, maybe I could get to see why they prayed. And I came up with three reasons that I thought is why they prayed, and maybe also why my friends pray. And one is to get in touch with self. To get in touch with self. Number two, to get in touch with God. To get in touch with God. And number three, to get in touch with others. To get in touch with others. Now, you'll be asking yourself, no, so what does all that mean? What does getting in touch with self, with God, with others mean? Allow me to, in the next few minutes, to get you through the three, hopefully with the relevant biblical references in there. So to get in touch with self, the truth is we are more aware of self before we become aware of God or before we become aware of others. So we will be aware of our joys, our pains, our struggles. And that's one of the things that will mostly push us to prayer. And I see this in scripture too. I see Zechariah praying to get a son. Not that it's recorded that he prayed to get a son, but when the angel comes to give him the message in Luke chapter 1, verse 13, he says, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. So he had prayed because he had a personal need. But also, when Jesus was almost being crucified and he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had gone to pray. But we see that moment filled with agony. And we are told, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And so not only was he in agony, but also his soul was sorrowful. And if you look at the record of Matthew chapter 26, verse 6 to 46, and Luke chapter 22, verse 9 to 46, we see the emotional state of Jesus, and the physical too, being clear in the moment of prayer. And so when we speak about someone praying because it helps us get in touch with self, it is true that being in touch with ourself is one of the place of us praying. So not suppressing, not assuming, but being in touch. That's why, you know, James, you hear him say, are you suffering? Pray. Don't assume the suffering. Agree you're suffering and pray. So why do I pray? Because it's one of the avenues I can get in touch with self. But it doesn't leave us there, because it helps us get in touch with God. Not that in the place of getting in touch with self or not getting in touch with God, but it's in prayer when we see God for who he is. It is in prayer when we surrender self to him. The tax collector submitting himself to God. You know the story. How the Pharisee comes and prays himself for who he is, but it moves from more than getting in touch with self to submitting that self to God, submitting to his will to be done, as we see in the prayer of Jesus. But also submitting to his leading, in his direction. We see the apostles wondering or wanting to make a choice on, is it who will replace Judas? How do they do? They pray, and God gives them a direction. But in getting in touch with God, there's also an aspect of fellowship. Not because there's a need, not because I must, but because I would want this fellowship. And it's very clear with Jesus when he has spent the whole day with the crowd. It's recorded that he would withdraw to spend time with God. So fellowship, getting in touch with God, to experience fellowship with him, to seek for his will, to submit to him. We are not told Cornelius, what was he really... which need he had. But if there was a need, then we realize that it was in his moment of prayer that God, that an angel tells him, you know, your prayer has been heard. You sought God and, you know, he has heard you. And, you know, Peter the same hour had gone to the roof to pray. And what happens? He experiences God. So a reason why these people are praying is because they want to get in touch with God, submit their self, which they have already and be in touch with, but then experience is leading, understand His will, see Him for who He is. You know, it's in prayer when it is recorded that it is after a moment of prayer when Jesus asked His disciples, "So who do people say I am?" And you can see that in Luke chapter 9 verse 18, and I suppose verse 28. And Peter is like, "Oh, you're the Messiah." And another day they're still praying, and what happens? Jesus is transfigured. So there is, in praying, getting in touch with God, that happens. And lastly, in prayer, we get in touch with others. We have said touch, in touch with self, in touch with God, and lastly, in touch with others. Why? Why do others matter? Others matter because people are suffering. And that's why James says, "Is any one of you sick? Call for the elders to pray for you." But also, we see Peter in prison, and what does the church do for him? It meets to pray. Acts 12, verse 12. Someone need to be commissioned. Acts 13, verse 3. What does the church do? They come and commission. They come and pray for them. And so, prayer here, people pray because there are others in the midst who are either the self is not at its best, but also they are, we see, like those who are being commissioned, they something that has God asked for them, and others have to pray for them. So prayer has come and is helping these people get in touch more with others. You see in Paul's letters, in his conclusions, he is with, you know, "We pray for us." But also in his introductions, it's like, "We pray for you. We are in touch with you." And one way we get in touch with you, one way we can be in touch with us, is by praying for us. And so, prayer for us as believers, I would believe, is an avenue where we get in touch with self, get in touch with God, but and still get in touch with others. And the Lord's Prayer sums it all. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." They get in touch with God. But the will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, self. But also, pray for forgiveness of sins as you forgive those who sin against us. So attach with others still. So why do I pray? I would believe because it's God's will for me to get in touch with self, to get in touch with God, and get in touch with others. What is the danger? I think the danger is to overly make self pray about self. And that's what I would warn us against. May our making our requests and desires known to God lead us more to get in touch with God, because that will help us get in touch more with ourselves and in touch with others. So why do I pray? Those are my reflections. May the Lord bless you, and may He make us a people of prayer for His glory. Amen.